Hi,
Love
good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning with Eagles Life Church of Living God Blog Talk Radio Service. Here to give you bricks that you need to rebuild your lives in Christ. Today, at this time, in this time of pandemonium, by now, everyone should be searching for that learning, that leaning post, which is Christ Jesus. Your hope should be built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. You dare not trust the sweetest frame, but solely lean on Jesus' name. We read the scripture, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We bless God for this resurrection Sunday morning in observance. We thank God, amen, for those that are here and present listening with us. And we thank God for those that are trying to get in. We thank you and we pray the Lord for success in entering the studio this morning. If you're having problems, please text me at 954-829-1103 and I'll do what I can to open up for you. I pray that everything is clear this morning. Just want to share with you the 91st Psalm. For years, this has been the psalm that has given me strength through most of my trials and tribulations, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but I love this translation, plain English, and it puts it right to the point. Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers, and he will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor for the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. He will hold you up with his hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this Resurrection Sunday observed. We know that it's not like no other, Father God. This is a day that's different from all other days. We alone have not been in this situation, Father, but we honor you. We reverence you. We come together with one mind and one spirit, and that is to serve and to worship you. We're sitting right now in our homes, Father, all over different areas, Father, but our minds are on you because this is the day of worship, a day of service unto you. But every day, according to scripture, is the day of the Lord. So we worship you every day, but we have set aside this particular day to come together in unison. And although we're not in the same building, Father, we're over the radio waves, and some are on television, some are over the computers, whatever it is, Father, technology has made a way for us not to be able to have to sit home, but we can stay together and have you in focus, and we're so glad for that. We're so glad for the wisdom that you have given people, Lord Father, to create it, because you saw this day arriving, and we're so grateful, Father, to be under the shadow of the Almighty, to be under your protective hand, to know that no harm can come near us. There is no weapon formed against us that prosper, Father God, because we know that in judgment you have given us power to condemn every tongue that come up against us. And Father, we're standing together in unity, those that are listening on the airwaves and those that are in their home, Father. The bishop and I are here together touching and agreeing, Father God, that you have total and control. We know that there's pandemonium going on, and we know that there's separation, and we will obey the laws of the land. And if the leaders say stay home, we'll stay home because they are leaders of the country. And Father, we are following them, but we are trusting in you. We're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, that even though it falls near us, even at our right hand, it will not touch us. We're standing on the word, Father, according to David, your prophet that stood and believed you, Lord God. He was your man and wish you had favor, but we're standing on his word that you watch over us, Father God, that no harm will come to us. You will show us your salvation as long as we love you and we make you the Most High our reward. If we stand up under the shadow, we stay in your way and your will, Father God. We know that everything is moving by your power, that you will take all the evil that come against us and turn it around and work it for our good. And Father, we ask that you allow the families to come together when they're in their homes, Father, not just to mess around and watch movies, but come together to turn off the television, to turn off the radio, and just begin to talk about you. Begin to minister to their children, and children minister back to their parents, and they begin to share and begin to know each other. This is a time, Father, because we're living on a day when families don't know each other. They don't eat together. They don't share together. They're in and out, or up and down the street, Father. But now you have placed us in a place where we have to be face to face with one another. And Father, we ask that you would give the parents the heart and the mind to pick up their Bible daily and say, let's read a scripture. Let's talk about that scripture, Father. Give them an answer. Deal with them in their dreams, that they'll know, Father, that they need to do according to the scripture, to train their children up in the way it should go, and it won't depart from them, Father, to teach their children right from wrong, to teach them about you, the deliverer of the healer, Father. And Father, we're so grateful for this day as Bishop get ready to prepare himself to bring the word of God. Father, we ask that you use him in a mighty way to share with us, Father God, about the cross, Father God. We remember the cross, Father. They don't speak on the cross that much, Father, but this needs to be in remembrance every day, Father, to remember the sacrifice that was made, that you said, I'll prepare myself a body and go down and redeem man back to ourselves. What kind of love is greater than that, Father, that you would give your only self, your Son, hallelujah, Father, part of you for our wickedness, for our sins, to take on the mess that's in us, Father. But, oh, God, you turned around and blessed us. And, Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We just honor you, and we thank you, Father, for we have set aside this day just to give thanks and recognition of the resurrection of your Son. And we thank you for that. We know that every day is your day, and we worship you in every day, but this day is set aside special, and we're so grateful. We thank you, Father. We ask that you bless everyone listening to the sound of our voices this morning. Give them strength and encouragement to know that no matter what, the heavens still rule. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you so much. We bless God for all of our listeners, those that are called in. And like I said, I pray. I know last week we were having difficulties with people connecting, but I'm praying that people are connected and they are listening and able, to tune in this morning, because we know that the Lord is good and he is greatly to be praised. So we're going to share with you scripture this morning. Bishop is reading from St. John. If you have your Bibles, please follow with us. If you have your Bible, let me see. Matthew, he's going to read from Matthew 27 first, and then we're going to go to the book of St. John. We know, like I said earlier, this is a Resurrection Sunday observed, and it's different. It's not like we usually do it, you know, in the church house, you know, in the building and together, you know, congregating with one another. But we got the one mind and the one spirit, and that's what it takes these days. Amen. Because he said, whenever two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. So we thank you that Bishop right now is about to give you the bricks that it's going to take to rebuild your life. A lot of people have been, and we've been living lives, amen, we're our own, doing our own thing, and we might as well admit that we've been separated from the Father. But now it's time, amen, and this is a time that the Father has put back, amen, for us, amen. This is what's going on around us. It's no surprise. God already knew that this was happening. I'm so glad to know that we serve a God that's in the future, so he already knew. But because, like the Apostle Paul said, no matter what happens around us, as a child of God, he'll turn it around and work it for our good. So in your homes, in your family, tell your loved ones, tell all of them, spend this time talking about reading the Bible and learning and thinking and praying, and just talk to each other. And sometimes you might, you'd be surprised at what you might learn from your children if you begin to talk to them. So at this time, let us go to the book of St. Matthew, and we're going to go to verse 37. And this is before I turn it over to Bishop to break the bread of life this morning. And verse 37 reads, "And set up over his head his accusation written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.' Likewise, also the chief priests were mocking him with the scribes and the elders. And they said, 'He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Let's go to St. John, chapter 17.
Wait, okay.
Right this time, we're going to turn it over to Bishop to read, and want you to write these scriptures down because we want you to study them in your own leisure time and begin to seek the Lord concerning interpretation. Let us thank God for Bishop as we come to our front.
Praise the Lord. I thank God, praise God, just for another day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God, amen. God woke us up this morning, praise God, with clothes in our right minds and having a heart to want to serve him and be his children, that he will be our God. We can't thank God enough. And I often say, if God don't never bless you no more, you still can tell God, thank you. Amen. We got something that God has given us we could not have given ourselves. So I come this morning, praise God, amen, just to talk to you a little bit. I'm not going to keep you long, but glory to God, amen. Just some things sometimes we just need to be reminded
yes,
of.
Sir. Yes,
I know you already know, praise God, amen. I done been over there 100 times, praise God, amen. But glory to God, amen. It's the word of God and that power in the word.
Yes,
so we don't want to get all locked up in ourselves, amen. Let's get locked up in the word of God, praise God. Amen. And here we are this morning, praise God, amen. I'm going to sing a song. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Amen. And great are we, God's Son, God's Son, God's Son, me, God again for this morning, praise God. Thank God just for another day, praise God. I thank God, praise God, amen, for the great apostle Cooper this morning, praise God, my other half, my wife, praise God, my baby, glory to God, amen, we are connected, praise God, and amen, I just want to thank God for you and you and you again, praise God, amen, it's a blessing, praise God, amen, to be able to, hallelujah, look what we got. Technology, we got everything now. There ain't nobody could be lost now. If anybody that's lost now, glory to God, amen, they want to be lost.
My God, glory to God, amen.
Because there have been all sorts of ways that have been made, amen. And it all started back from way back some years back, praise God, amen. They were complaining and grumbling, amen, and they're too still. Didn't have no understanding, or they didn't want to have no understanding, and just didn't know who Jesus was. But what it was all about, Jesus was the Son of God.
Yeah,
but they were blinded because they really couldn't see how Jesus could be the Son of God, and his mother was Mary, and his father was Joseph. So they put up They put out, wait a minute, this is the boy that we thought grew up, isn't
that?
Man, Georgia the son, and because of that, they just couldn't believe, they forgot that God had all power. God said his way is not our way. We got people that are thinking that way today. Why, you, as Romans says, you have to transform your mind. If your mind don't change, then you're going to get have the same mentality. You're going to think the same. You're still going to do the old stuff that you used to do. You're still going to be the old you. Somewhere along the line, a bell, an alarm, or whatever it takes, glory to God. If you have to bump your head, bump it, praise God, so it can be a change in your mind, so your mind can change and come to an understanding. And all the Bible says that that once we accept Jesus into our lives, amen, that we are known no more of ourselves, but we belong to the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And that is the way that we ought to carry ourselves, amen. And the people, they brought Jesus to Pilate, amen, the governor, praise God, amen, and they brought him, amen, because they say he disturbed the people, but then they couldn't understand. Now, here's a man that was healing the blind was seeing, the lame was walking, the sick was here, but then yet they still wanted to put down, amen. You know, people have their own agenda. People have their own understanding, have their own belief, but we got to understand it ain't about you no more, glory to God, amen. We have to understand that God has made this way. Praise God, amen, that we all can have the right to the tree of life, so we don't have to wonder about who is who. Is he the Son of God, amen? Receive it, amen.
Oh,
the Bible
says
that. Receive it, and if it's nothing, it'll come to nothing, but you don't want to get caught in this thing, and then it doesn't happen, amen, and you'll be standing up saying, well, I didn't know, I don't know, I just been leaving, but I see now, but you don't want to wait till it's too late. You want to get on the wagon right now and get everything right where things can make a change in your life. Glory to God, amen. I'm a living witness. It can change if you accept Jesus. And the governor went out and began to tell the people, say, I find no fault in this man. Say, but now we have a custom here. Say now there's two. We have one was a robber, and we have Jesus of Nazareth, and we have a custom that we should release one unto you, but I find no fault in Jesus. So now, it's up to you, which one would you want to be released unto you? And then they crucify Jesus, and loose the murderer unto us, and that murderer is here today, he's still here. All kind of stuff is going on. It's destroyed everything, and when you destroy something, it might as well be dead because it's destroyed. So we got to understand where we are today, amen, saint. We got to make up our mind. For God I live, and for God I die. Because I often say, you got to make up your mind, which one, what you going to do? You either going to walk upright, or either you just going to fall for anything. When you got people that fall for anything because of what their eyes see.
Yeah.
But I come to tell you today that we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember, this is a faith walk. You got to believe those things that you, even though that you don't see, that you do see. So we got to believe those things just as they are, even though they are not. You got to trust in God.
Trust the Lord.
Now, as long as you trust in God, everything got to make a turnaround
Hallelujah.
For you. Everything
Hallelujah.
Got to make a change in your house. I don't care how bad that muck is between the earth. I don't care how much you swing from tree to tree. I don't care how much you turn a slip. I don't care how much you lose his mind. God can make a change
right.
and bring him back to where he's supposed to be. Because God is
Heaven
the creator. So we
God.
Got to understand that God is in charge. But
yes,
he
yes.
gave us something that we couldn't give ourselves. He gave us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Praise God. Amen. And back then, those people, they didn't want to believe it. They grew up with everything. They had everything in the palm of their hand. They forgot about how they walked around in the wilderness for 40 years and would live by cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. They forgot all of that. God fed them from heaven and gave them water out of a rock. And they just forgot all of that. They forgot everything. They just went on because there was too much into themselves. And just like today, people get too much into themselves
yes,
because
yes,
of the things that the eye see.
Yes.
They've forgotten that we walk by faith and not by sight. So really, the mind is confused. They're confused about a lot of things. But
exactly.
you can lock in and begin to understand what is it that is going on, and you have to get to come from the Word of God. If you don't get the Word of God on the inside, you always be
Hallelujah.
A wonder. And a wonder ain't going to get you in heaven.
Hallelujah.
You got to have the Word. You got to have Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have to come on the scene. Jesus has to be. And they kept saying, crucify Jesus. But loose the murderer unto us. So the murderer is here. And we know the murderer is here. Because we see all kind of stuff that's going on in the world. People dying by the thousands. People dying by the hundreds. People get dying. People get going for no reason at all. Those that did good, those that did bad, it don't matter. Just the thing that's going around just killing people. But we know that the God that we serve, God that we serve, the Bible says that he sit high and he look low in it, and his eyes move through and forth the earth. God didn't just save us, glory to God. Amen. We could wonder and we wonder what to do. No, we call on our Father. Because he is our God, and we are his children. But they still took Jesus. They said, crucify him. And the governor said, well, I'm not going to have no part in this because I find no part in this man. Here's a man who don't even know who Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is. But you got people that know who Jesus is. Been going to church for years and years and years. Now you ask yourself, what kind of problem could they have to go every day? They hear the Word all the time. The Word says change. Your heart got to change. Your mind got to change. You got to do something different. You don't never make the difference. You don't never change your mind. Yes, you're going to be the same. That's anything. If you don't never paint your house another color, it's going to stay the same color. It ain't going to get changed until you paint it another color. So we got to understand, that's just an example of what you got to do for yourself.
Hallelujah.
It ain't going to change by itself. You got to make the difference within yourself. The governor tried to tell him, amen. They said, well, we crucified Jesus because his blood will be on our children and on our hands. That's something that they ought to be jumping up and down about. They said, yes, let him down the cross, but they have no understanding. Just like it is today, people have no understanding about the church. They think the church is just a place to go where everybody together look good, amen, and they're living great big houses and drive fancy cars and all. They forgot about that. They're going to die one day. You're going to leave this world. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to leave here. So the Bible says that they hung him, they killed Jesus, they put Jesus on the cross. They put one on the right hand and one on the left, amen.
Yeah,
and the other cried out loud, and he began to tell him, save me. Then the other one on the left said, you're talking about, but Jesus haven't done nothing, he haven't done a thing. We're paying for our deeds. Glory to God, you got to understand, you're going to pay for your deeds. Your deeds, your deeds is going to follow you. You're going to answer to your deeds. Glory to God. But they say, this man have not done nothing but walk before God. He is the Holy One. He is the Son of God. And they went on and they kept saying, and telling Jesus, they told Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, Come down from the cross. And then we will believe you. Now, wait a minute. Now, the Bible says we're supposed to take up our cross every day. A lot of people done came down from the cross. They ain't carrying the cross no more. They done come down from the cross doing their own little thing. Thinking everything just going to be all right. I come and tell you, everything ain't going to be all right. I come and tell you, you can look around. I know your eyes can see. Glory to God. Amen.
My
but
Lord.
We walk by faith and not
Hallelujah.
By sight. Everything ain't going to be all right. It ain't all right now. So that should be a wake-up call to everybody, every human being on earth. All the people could understand, glory to God. It ain't back to you no more, amen. It's eternal life, eternal. Glory to God. So what we got, you got to get yourself ready. Amen. You got to get yourself ready. Glory to God. There's two places. There's heaven or hell. Either one. Glory to God. You're going to one of them, man. You ain't going to miss. You ain't going to miss. You ain't going to miss.
No,
you
no,
ain't
going to no.
miss them both.
No, no, no.
You're going to one of them. Glory to God. Amen. But you ain't got to do nothing to go to one. But now to get ready to go to the other one, you got to make a change. You got to make a difference. You got to start walking different. You got to start talking different. You got to start living different. Everything about you got to change. Then they still, as Jesus was, they hug him on the cross and Jesus was hanging there. And then they begin to say, well, he said that he was the Son of God. Said, let us see whether God will have him or not. See what we would come and save him. And Jesus began to call on, Elias, and he began to say, and they began to call on Elias, let us see, will he come and save him? He said he was the Son of God. He said, now if God will have him, then God will come and take him down. This is the Jesus that said he'll build a temple, he'll destroy his temple, and say he'll build another in 3 days. So let us see. Will he build another temple? But they misunderstood. And a lot of people misunderstand the word of God so many times. So many people just can't really draft it because they didn't start out right.
Hallelujah.
And if you start out right,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, amen. You would have to have an ear to hear. I often say this a lot. You have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. You have to develop that ear. That ear is not like the ear that we have in the world.
No.
This ear, God, you can hear God. I don't care where you at. You can hear it. It's something about his voice. God got all power. You can hear him. I don't care. I have been cutting the yard to hear the voice of God. That's just how powerful God is. And if we serve in a creator that put this whole world together, and the sun and the moon, glory to God. Amen. And we've seen stuff grow and come out of nowhere. And if we serve that type of God, then that's talking to you. Ain't nothing for God. Because they have all power. But he allowed his son. Glory to God. Amen. They took him and hung him on the cross. But that's one thing that we can thank God for. Hallelujah. Because if he had not hung him on the cross, we would not have been here today.
Jesus.
But glory to God. But Jesus did say, Father, let this cup, at one point Jesus said, Father, let the cup be passed away from me. But he said, but not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
You got to make up a mind. Forget about yourself. I'm not worried about me. God got you. Amen. So now what we got to do is the will of the Father. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. Whatever the call is that God has given you in your life, that's what you're supposed to be working at. I ain't saying everybody is not working. Praise God. Amen. I believe that there's some people, more than some. There's a lot. Amen. That going on the way, moving and working for the Almighty God. And that's the thing that, glory to God, amen. God can get the glory out of that, but God can get the glory out of all the mess that you're putting down, all the mess that you're getting involved in, all the mess that you're talking and doing, glory to God. God can get no glory out of that. So, but these people were walking by wagging their heads and they get going on from one thing to another. Say, if he be the Son of God, let him come down to the cross.
Lord,
and we believe him. But as I said in the beginning,
a lot
of people done put the cross down. They done forgot about the cross.
Nice.
And the cross is what got us here today. Amen. We should not ever forget the cross. And the Bible says that from the ninth hour, glory to God, darkness came upon the earth. And the Bible says that the soldiers begin to, even the soldiers, they didn't even know who God was, but even they had to understand they should kill him. This man was the Son of God, but his own people that he walked with, the ones that saw Jesus every day. They didn't want to holler out, crucify him. You probably gave it to, you know, y'all take him and y'all do what y'all need to do with him. But I washed my hands of this thing. I didn't have nothing to do with it because his wife had a dream saying he was a just man. So he had a witness to know. He said, I'm not having nothing to do with this man. He said, what y'all want to do, y'all do whatever y'all want to do.
My Jesus.
Then he went to the governor later on and they began to hide again and the preachers, scribes, and all. And after Jesus went down, they said, well, we need the tomb to cure. But then the Bible says that from the ninth hour, all the way from the beginning to the ninth hour, darkness was up on the earth. And everything, it was pure dark. And I could imagine everybody looked around then, and the Bible said that Jesus gave up the ghost. He said, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And what you say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? I mean, everybody, that a bell ought to go off on everybody here right
my
there.
Lord,
but when Jesus was covered in sin, he took on every sin of this world. All of them came up upon him. God couldn't look on sin. Jesus said, Father, why have thou forsaken me?
My Lord.
Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, that's enough right there. Glory to God. Amen. You can run and jump and shout. Now you can jump up and down and shout. But hallelujah. Nevertheless, praise God. Amen. The Bible said that the soldier even said that this is the Son of God because he saw that that was an earthquake. All the graves open up and many arose and went to be with all the children above that was in the heaven and sat down in the bosom of Abraham and glory to God. Amen. And Jesus, amen. Jesus came and once in the book of Acts. Jesus came into the upper room, and they couldn't believe that Jesus. I mean, Jesus would walk along with them, and still yet couldn't believe that who Jesus was. And Jesus walked with them, amen. We got Jesus. Jesus walked with us today, and a lot of people can't believe that he is walking with us. You see everything we do. That's why the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. So we have to be careful about how we walk. We have to be careful about the things that we do. We just cannot get saved and do any old thing. I mean, we just ain't going to be able to do it like that. You just ain't going to be able to. And you ain't going to be able to pull the wires over them. You ain't going to be able to pull the wool over God's eyes. You can't fool God. But glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Let us wake up and begin to cry loud and fight back and begin to talk to our Father. Amen. Talk to the God. Amen. And begin to go down in prayer and begin to tell God what our situation is. But the Bible says the graves open up. And as they begin to open up, glory to God, all the saints come out, amen. They went to heaven to be with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Sat down in the bosom of Abraham, praise God. Amen. And Jesus began to talk to the Father. The Bible says that we're going to go to the book of John, the 17th chapter, and we're going to talk about it just a little bit further, praise God, amen. But if we must remember the cross, saint. We must remember the cross. You have to remember the cross because the cross is what got us to where we are today. Now all we got to do, we got a door open, and Jesus is the door. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "No man come unto the Father except he come by me." Glory to God, amen. So we have to open up our hearts, open up our minds, and let us begin to take heed to what's going on. We're worried about the stuff that's around us. Glory to God. God called us home today, amen. And if he don't, praise God, amen, he will be right, amen. It wouldn't be nothing wrong with if he don't, amen. It, because of the things that's going on and the things that's all around us, we really ain't fulfilling. But we can thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. A lot of things that's been gone undone. A lot of things that should have been said have not been said. Glory to God. A lot of things should have been done that's not been done. But we can thank God for the mercy of God. We got to come to where we need to be. There ain't no such thing saying that you all that and you already there. Well, I done did mine. How you know whether you done did yours or not? You ain't made it to heaven. You haven't gotten there yet. So now, as long as you're here on earth, glory to God, amen. That's still some more work that needs to be done. But listen at what John had to say about Jesus, about the word. Go ahead.
Say John 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
Now look, now Jesus said, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. See, the reason why I was saying earlier that you got your mind got to change, see, Jesus could have, he could have asked the Father, well, Father, I don't want to let me stay here and just help these people down here on earth. But he didn't say that. He said, glorify me, that thou myself, that I may glorify thee. In other words, Jesus always had a mind to want to always that the Father would be able to get something out of it. That's the mind that we should have. That's the mindset we should have. That we want to get, we always want to do something that the Father would be glorified. The people that you're around and the ones that you talk to would look to the hills.
Glory back
would
to
come
God.
And say, they'll call on this God. They'll want to say, well, who is your God? I want to have a part of him because I look at you and I see something in you that I don't have. I would like to have some of that. That would give you an opening right there to be a witness to tell somebody. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead. Watch this.
Verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Now listen. Now he said, now God have given him power. Jesus given him power over all flesh. Now whether you realize it or not, we're going to live eternal life somewhere. You're going to live forever because Jesus died on the cross that you will have eternal life. Now, whether you go to heaven or not, that's a whole nother story. Because we have to walk holy to get there. You ain't gonna just get there because of who your name is. You ain't gonna get there because you know you were the big time preacher. You ain't gonna get there because you know you was all that. Glory to God. Amen. But I come to tell you today, amen. You got the God made this thing such a 101 relationship. If your time with him, amen, you heard what Jesus said, Jesus said, you have given them power over all flesh, all that thou have given me. I have given them eternal life. Now, glory to God, amen. You got to understand now, the Bible says that the Spirit draws you, and if the Spirit will draw you, there's no way that you can have part with God. The Spirit has to draw you. Glory to God, amen. We can thank God for that. Hallelujah. I don't know who praising God right now, but we can thank God. Glory to God, amen, because the Spirit drawn you. Somebody didn't get drawn by the Spirit, amen. If the Spirit didn't draw you, you're not part of his kingdom. But we can thank God, praise God, amen. He said, Jesus said, as many as his Father have given him, but he's given him power over all flesh. Jesus got power over all flesh. Glory to God. If anything is wrong in your life or whatever it is, I want die, you know, but we do understand that no glory to God, that God said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So your needs ain't gonna be like so and so needs. You ain't gonna have like so and so have. You ain't gonna have like the people have cross over what you're looking at, amen. You see this person look like they got a little bit of everything, look like you have lost.
Jesus.
Father, that God gave you what you can handle. God gave you that so you will keep your mind sold out on him. But see, this whole world, we got to understand, we got an enemy that's fighting against our soul, which is the devil himself telling us, oh, you can do it. You can have that. But we got to understand, that ain't the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live by everything that we see. We walk on by faith and not by sight. And God said he will supply all of our needs. Your needs going to always be met. That other stuff is not promised you, but the God said the blessing belongs to the children of God. But he gave Jesus power over all flesh to all them that he give eternal life. Glory to God. Amen. And Jesus ain't going to make no mistake. He's going all out the way. Watch this right here. Go ahead, preacher.
Verse 3. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast gave to me. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thine own self, with the glory which I have given unto thee before the world was.
Now listen, Jesus said, now glorify me with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. Now there's got to be some good. Now all Jesus was there too.
Yes.
Now all that he saw, and you could have been in town. God had already given him charge over all the flesh.
My
but listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, glorify me with the glory that I have from the beginning. What human would want to be there? Jesus wanted to go back where he was to glorify me with that that I have from the beginning. In other words, Jesus said, get me out of here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to be with you, Father, where I was in the beginning before the foundation of this world. Glory to God, saint. I come to tell you today, heaven is a place that's like something that you've never seen before. Glory to God, amen. I understand. I can give you a little brief on the revelations, amen. The Bible says the streets going to be made out of solid gold. Now, I can't tell you about the rest, but the rest of it, hallelujah, the streets going to be gold. You can imagine what the rest going to be like. Yeah. But Jesus said, glorify me with the glory that I had with thee from the before the foundation of this world. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Verse 7, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
Now Jesus said all things that he give unto thee, give by thee. Glory to God, amen. We know that with our prayers, amen, that we pray, and we pray, and anything ask the Father, we always ask him in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
But then I come to tell you today that, glory to God, you still got another chance. And I often say, you yet ain't going to your grave yet, and you still yet alive. Praise God, you still can cry loud and spare not. You still can pray and ask God, Father, help me to be like my big brother Jesus. Help me to be the person that you have called me to be. Yes, I know all this stuff is going on all around us, praise God, amen. But we can look back and take inventory of your own self. Nobody don't have to tell you that. You know your own self better than anybody else in the world besides God. Praise God, amen. So all we got to do is make up our mind and say, for God I live and for God
yes,
I die.
Yes.
Begin to walk worthy, amen. Stop thinking about the stuff that how somebody done did, what somebody done, how bad they done been. Oh, it was this and they were that. We are not the judge. The judge said high and look low. And but one thing we can do is pray and continue to love our brothers and sisters, continue to help one another, continue to do whatever it is that we should do, because that's the mentality that God has given us. Glory to God. The Bible says that the love of God has been scattered abroad in our heart. No matter how bad a person be, even though sometimes I tell you people can be put around. Amen. I understand. I can identify with it, but glory to God, you gotta let it go. Amen. If you don't, it's gonna take you down and it's gonna tear you all up. We don't wanna have that kind of mentality. We wanna have love. We don't wanna have hate within our hearts. And if we allow that stuff to stay on us, that's why you begin to get all kind of animosity in your heart. Glory to God, now you're walking around looking mad. You're all mad about this world. Well, all fine, all up. You can't have a happy moment. You can't give a good word to nobody because you all tore all up your own stuff. Glory to God, I don't have to be that way. That's not your job. God's job is the job to take care of the ones that's not acting right. You can keep it moving in God. You keep glorifying God and giving God the praise.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God, praise God, amen, for being able to come to you today, praise God, amen, being able to talk to you, praise God, just to put it to you a little while, amen. I hope you got something out of this.
Yes,
praise God.
Lord.
I want to give you praise and glory and thanks for each and every one. Let us continue to pray one for another and look to the hill we come to here.
Amen, amen. Just remember, praise God, that we have to remember the cross. There's so much preaching and teaching going on today, praise God, amen. But as Bishop told us this morning, amen, that was a powerful sacrifice made. We know that the blood is required for forgiving of sins. Back in the Old Testament, when the Father made them make sacrifices to forgive their sin of animals, the best animals they had, they didn't offer no anything. We understand that. We know that. And so that wasn't good enough. People kept sinning and walking away from God. And it's not just the little things that we do, but how we put the one thing that God will not give up is his glory. He will not give his glory to another. You have to serve him my daddy, brother, sister, cousin, aunt, clothes, all that kind of stuff. Anything you put before the Father has become your God. And we're living in a time today when people don't appreciate the cross. The scriptures are there clear for us, amen, to understand that our salvation comes only by one. Jesus already said that he himself is the way to the Father. There's no other way. You can try to buy your way through. I promise you, your money can't get you there. You can try because parents or you know a good preacher or you're under a good ministry or whatever the case may be. That still won't get you there. If you have not received him and believe on him as your Savior and accept him as your propitiation, if your mind has not changed from that natural way of thinking to the spiritual, if you have not been transformed and you can't see and receive the things of the Father, you can't trust in the cross. The cross don't mean nothing to you. The cross is just there. Easter Sunday, it's not even, amen, in the Bible. Easter isn't. Easter Sunday is just a dress-up day for you. It's not resurrection. It's not an observance, an acknowledgement that the Father, amen, had given his only son to pay for our sins. Yes, amen, you're a sinner. Amen, if you're separated from the Father, yes, you're a sinner. Saints, some saints sitting up in the church, pillars in the church are sinners. If you commit a sin, you're a sinner. And so we have to remember the cross. It helps us to understand. In the book of Galatians, the apostle Paul said, "O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear, it can't get no clearer than that, made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. And still you're not interested. Still you just don't care. And the Lord loves us, Father. The Father loves us so much that he made a way for us not to burn in hell. He made a way for us to live a life close to him. I thank God for the earth. I thank God for how he has created things on the earth for us to enjoy. Sure, he wants us to enjoy nice houses and cars and financial wealth and increase, but we can't make that our God. We can't make that the focus of our existence, the focus of our life. People are working 2 and 3 jobs when they need to be spending some quality time with their family, quality time with the Father. They got to work because they got to live above their means, and God is nowhere in the picture. And so we're in a pandemonium now where everybody's got to be separated. We're having church, thank God for technology, because we're having church over the airways because we can't touch. We can't come in contact with people because the virus is spreading from one person to the other. And then people have the nerve to tempt God and say, you know what, the Lord's going to watch over me. You ain't that way with God. You ain't there with God, because Jesus himself told Satan when he told him to throw himself off the mountain, because the Father will put his angels, he know the word. The word on Jesus said, because his Father will give you angels to keep you from hurting yourself. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So if they say the virus is out there, you got to cover up. You got to social distance yourself from people. You better follow what they say and then trust God to make sure that, just like the 91st Psalm says, it'll come nigh you, but it won't touch you. It'll fall at your right. Thousands will die around you, but it won't come to your house, because God is your Father, because you remember the cross. And when you remember the cross, you put him first, glory to God. You put your trust in him, glory to God. You obey the laws of the land, because the Bible says we have to. We live in this land. We have to obey the laws of the land. But we trust in God. We trust in the Father to bring us through. And the remembrance of the cross, remembering the day that the beatings that he took, and remembering how he walked and performed miracles on the earth even before he gave himself up as a sacrifice. Remembering his sit down with the disciples when Peter said, no, you can't wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you ain't gonna have no place with me in heaven. When he humbled himself to wash feet, and you can't pay us to wash each other's feet. These are the things that Jesus has set aside. He put a roadmap out there for us to follow, and he said to the Father, make them one as you and I are one. He wants us to be one with each other, just like him and the Father are one, so that we can be one with the Father. Reason we can't be one with the Father, because we're not one with each other. We're so divided and so separated, and the cross was sent to the day on the cross was sent to bring us together and unite us together as one, as a people, glory to God, as the children of the Most High God, in unison with the Father. And if we don't come together with one mind and one spirit, when he said, whenever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He can't be in the midst of confusion and division and all kind of nonsense. We need to bring this in. Take this time to bring your mind in and begin to seek the Lord like never before. Begin to come together as one, one in spirit, one in mind. Stop beating up on each other and judging each other in the wrong way. Of course we judge sin. That's what we're supposed to do as people of the living God. But you're a sinner. You ain't got no business judging sin. You're just as sinful as he is. You need to judge your own sin and get your own self right, because the Father, thank God, for his grace and mercy, is keeping us still. If the Lord wanted everybody wiped out in an instant from this plague, don't you know we'd all be gone by now? Amen. There's a reason for this sitting home, this distances, that social distances, and the authorities here don't even understand. But the Father is using that. This is your communion time. This is your community time with yourself, with your family. I have told you from the book of Deuteronomy, I have told you to sit around the dinner table, sit around the table and tell your children of me, remind them of me. Just because we're in the 2000s don't mean that God has changed. He has not changed. And as families, as heads of households, we need to understand that we have to remind our children of the Father, remind them of the blessings that he did, not only for Israel back in the day or for Judah, but for you right now. Because if it were not the hand of God upon you right now, you'd be gone. But we're so grateful for the cross. Amen. The cross is what Jesus took upon himself, our guilt, our sins. And he died in our place. On the cross, he received the punishment for us. He received the stripes. Some people say 39. I don't know how many. But he received those lashes. That one script say he was marred, so he was beat, so that you couldn't even tell who he was. But he did it for us. And he saw it before it would happen. He looked in the cup and he saw us. Wasn't even worthy for it. He saw what they were about to do to him. And he asked the Father in one breath, in the same breath, he said, but don't worry about it. It's your will, so I'm going to do it. They're not worthy. No, we're not. But God loves us anyhow. It's unconditional love. It's okay to love somebody who loves you back, but it's better when you love somebody who don't love you, when you care for somebody who don't care about you. Glory to God. When you go that extra mile to help somebody that you can't stand, glory to God. But guess what? God can stand them because he sees something in them that you don't see. And the more you bless them, the more you love on them, the more the Father himself, glory to God, will see that in you and begin to bless you. He blesses us by blessing others, glory to God. We thank God for you this morning, all of you that listen in. We know that this is a very trying time, and we know that tempers could flare in a time like this, especially when you spend a lot of time with your children and your spouses, and you're not used to doing this, and everybody, we're in the, like I said, in the time when everybody have all, do their own thing and go their own ways, but now you got to sit up and endure one another. But take out your Bible. Sometimes when you feel that some people have lost their job, some people are not working, but God, you think these people came up with this idea for the stimulus money on their own. The Spirit of the Lord put that in them. These people are not just kind. They don't care. Glory to God. Amen. So when you can think about that, then pull up your Bible. If you want to need to be confident, read the 23rd Psalm. Read 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Read Psalm 55, Psalm 27. Pick up your Bible for comfort. Glory to God. If you feel like you have no hope, go to 1 Peter. Go to the book of Hebrews. Go to Lamentations. Begin to read, amen, the Lamentations of Solomon, the mourning and crying out to the Father. The one thing Solomon said in the last chapter of Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, he said, the one thing that we have, that everything that we have on this earth, clothes, houses, all through the book, he said, that's nothing. That's vain. That's vanity. God put it here for us to enjoy. That's fine. That's good. But don't make it your God. I've got to say that again. But the least thing that we can do, or the most thing that the most important thing that we can do right now is to serve the Lord with all our heart, mind, and obey his laws. That's our reasonable the Apostle Paul said, but guess what? Solomon said, that's our life. That's why we're here. So God can get the glory out of our lives. So don't let your faith fail you, because God has not forgotten about us. He has not turned away from us. God is still in charge. I don't care what it looked like or feel like. I'm telling you, if I would allow arthritis to cripple me and put me in my bed forever, it would. But I am not, because I know that my Father is a healer and a deliverer. So I push myself, and I push myself to do right. If we're sick and we got something wrong with our body and we eat the wrong things and we know that thing is going to cause a flare-up in our body, then how is God going to heal us if we're just going to – that's tempting God. If you're a diabetic and you know you ain't supposed to eat certain foods, don't eat them. And then you expect God to deliver you and to heal you. We're just backing up from he heals you and sets you free, and then you go right back and throw yourself into that same thing. And this is like a dog eating his vomit. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that you can pick out and sit and read and talk to your children. Don't just get to yourself and just read them by yourself. This is not a self walk. Amen. You got your illumination has to go through your family. So if you're going to receive it, read it. If you're angry, your kids make you angry, your husband, your wife make you angry, you get a little anger, attitude, agitated, read the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Read James, first chapter. There's so many scriptures in this Bible that would help us through, but just make it through. Some people are grieving right now because they lost loved ones. Some people lost loved ones to this virus. If you're grieving, take 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, John 11, and Matthew 5. Begin to read these scriptures. The Lord is our comforter. Death will come. It's going to come to all of us. And the only loss is if you're not saved and you don't make it into the heavens with the Father. And the second would be to the family members that are here on earth, glory to God, that are telling you, glory to God, amen, that are going to miss you and telling you it's hard. And it is hard, but be strong for one another. Want to say again, Bishop, and I thank you so much for listening in this morning. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you learned something this morning, this Resurrection Sunday, from the man of God and just the rule you usurped from me. But we just want you to know that we love you. We're praying for you, those of you on the radio. We're praying for your families, those that are not on the radio. We send the word out in prayer every day that the Lord would bless you all and continue to search out, seek out the Lord, seek out the word of God, and learn of the cross, learn of what its true meaning. The songwriters say, I can't even behold my sins, to look at my sins upon that cross, glory to God. It had to be that the Bible say he was so defaced because of our dirty, filthy sins. And that's awesome. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? So if God is not first in your life and Jesus Christ is not your Savior, this is your opportunity to do so. Before we close out, I want you to repeat these words, and these words don't mean nothing if your heart's not in it, but I'm going to have you repeat them anyway. Father, I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I realize that I'm a sinner.
I realize that I'm
separated from you.
Separated from you.
I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
And I commit my ways and my wills to you.
I commit my ways and my will to you.
You are my life.
You are my life.
Take control.
Take control.
Lead me.
Lead me.
In the path you want me to go.
In the path that you want me to go.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Father, we thank you for those that are on the radio. We thank you for their time spent this morning listening.
Yes,
they could have been somewhere else doing something else. But,
Hallelujah.
Father, you placed them here, and we pray that we have given them a word that you would have us to speak that would lead them to the next strength and that would be able to carry them through the week, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that you have held them in the hollow of your hand, that no harm has come to them. And we pray for their healing, their strength. We pray that they will make you their Most High, that they will abide under your shadow, that the plague that comes around in the night or in the day to destroy will not touch them, that death will not be at their door, and they're able to walk on serpents and lions and adders and anything that come in their way to kill and destroy, that they be to destroy. We ask that you bless their going in and their coming out. Apply the blood of Jesus so close to their homes. And Father, we thank you. We love you. We give grace and honor unto you. In Jesus' name, we God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. If you have mind to, you can catch us back at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening for prayer and Bible study with Eagles Life. We love you. Mm-hmm.